Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As Americans prepare for the upcoming Veterans Day, Cinema Falls offers the South Dakota premiere of the feature film The Great War by South Dakota State University graduate Stephen Luke. During the final days of the First World War, Lieutenant William Rivers leads a squad of white U.S. soldiers behind enemy lines to locate a missing platoon of African-American soldiers. Lieutenant Rivers must overcome the horrors of trench warfare as well as the racial and political chasm that divides Americans. Stephen Luke joins us on the phone now from Pierre. Stephen, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hello. Hi. Yes. Thanks for having me.
And joining us in the studio, Julie Anderson Friesen with Cinema Falls. Julie, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here again.
And how have you been?
Wonderful. I'm excited about this weekend.
This is. And I'm actually going to start with you because we're going to get to a second event that's also happening through Cinema Falls this weekend. But tell me how you know Stephen Luke and sort of the significance of this film for South Dakotans before we talk about the film itself with Stephen.
Well, this film to me is just the evolution of his career. And so I first met Stephen Luke as Luke Schetzel when he was first starting his career. And so, right?
And so South Dakotans know that name, maybe if you grew up. Yeah.
Yes, the Schetzel name is amazingly familiar to people. As soon as I mentioned that, everybody seems to know them in Pierre and throughout South Dakota. So we met years ago with a screening of another film that he produced and acted in. We also came back and shared another short film, Paper People, mm-hmm. which was another film he was in. So I've known him as an actor, but also a writer, and I also believe just a thinker. And so my interactions with him have been great, and he reached out to me for the possibility of having me look at this film, and it's our great honor to be able to bring him here and pay tribute to this film that's really only been seen up in Minneapolis.
Right.
And so this is just the second public screening. And I think it's significant for us to have a South Dakota filmmaker who's put the level of work and assembled the talent that
right.
he has.
And that Minnesota screening went quite well because it was at and Stephen, let's bring you into the conversation and say first, congratulations on this film and what is some of the early response that you're hearing to it?
Well, thank you. That means a lot. You know, yes, we've only had one public screening so far, and we've had two in the same, back-to-back days, and we had
sure.
both sellout theaters, and just the response for the film has been tremendous. It's one of those films that, it centers around the story, and I think that's what people really appreciate about this movie. Yes, obviously, it's kind of a war drama. It's got some action and got some name talent in it, but the story that's being told is really what shines. And my actors that bring it to life did a fantastic job. So and that clearly seen on the screen, and I think that's probably the biggest compliment I've received. About the movie is how fantastic the cast were and how they just brought everything to life.
And we say some of those name actors, Julie, we should say Ron Perlman and Billy Zane and others, definitely people that are familiar to a lot of film and TV, film goers and TV fans. This is a war piece. This is about the racial divides in America. There's a lot happening in this. Do you find when you're selecting films for Cinema Falls that it really is all about story? I mean, production quality is a huge component to that, but it has to have that story.
It does. And also the execution of that story, because those technical elements and the production values can very quickly take us out of the story.
Sure.
And so I really actually look for quality of the overall production.
Yeah.
It's sort of like it has to be hitting on all pistons. Just because it was made in South Dakota, just because it was made in Sioux Falls, doesn't give it an automatic slot with
right.
Cinema Falls. So when I look at that film, I really look for all those pieces. And to me, another aspect of this film in particular is I hope people pay attention to sound.
Mm.
Because when you're looking at munitions, sound effects, when you're looking at people, hard scrabbling it through through the rural areas where he's shooting. He has to, and you know, the trenches. I think sound is an incredible part of the film, and it's actually a conversation I've never even had with Stephen Lute.
I would say, Stephen, let's talk about that, because when we're talking about World War One, it is that trench warfare that is up close, filthy, personal, violent, gruesome, and you have to somehow capture not only those kinds of scenes on film, but then how the actors' lives are changed by that kind of warfare. Tell us how you approach that, and maybe talk about some of that sound, those sound elements as well.
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, and just to talk about sound, obviously, it's, you know, they always say it's 50% of the movie. And if you don't have quality sound, it takes the audience, if they can't hear it, it takes them completely out of the movie. So none of the rest of it matters. And we spent Tom, my sound designer, up in Minneapolis. I mean, those guys went above and beyond the call of duty, literally to bring the movie to life. You know, I said I wanted, you know, I put them at a high standard of what I wanted it to hear. I mean, I was like, I want bullets zipping past people's heads, bouncing around. You know, if they see it in a theater, you know, it's coming in, explosions in the background, in the foreground, in the close ground, you know, and everything, you know, kind of coming in. And those guys really brought it to life. Now, just to kind of talk about maybe the psychological effects, you know, because of sound, I mean, it's trench warfare. Most of the time, you know, as those soldiers were in a trench, you know, that is, you know, they're not seeing the enemy who's across the field far away. All they're doing is hearing, you know, the effects of the fight around them. And I think that's just so important. You know, I kind of wanted my audience to have that same sense of, like, you know, not knowing where the danger is, but it is all around.
What did you learn from some of these actors, Stephen? Because these aren't the first, you know, established. I mean, you worked with Tom Berenger and Dolph Lundgren in the past. I mean, these aren't the first actors who, you know, have mastered their craft that you've worked with. But when you, you know, you have a scene with Ron Perlman and Billy Zane having a conversation, are you, because you're an actor as well, a writer, producer, director, actor, are you learning from them not only as a filmmaker, but as an actor too?
Oh, I mean, yeah, the short answer is yes. I think, you know, what's fun about directing actors, and especially since kind of having more of a background of being an actor, I know how important it is and how I really appreciate when a director trusts you, you know, you can kind of create a character together, and then you can go down on this, you know, I call it the rabbit hole with them, you know, to tell the story. And I think that's just such a collaborative process. When they feel comfortable about talking about their character. And that way, when you get to points in the script or the story where they feel like, hey, what if I said this, or what if we did that, or I think this might be different, then you can have that conversation as a, you know, an actor, director, and I know where they're coming from. And, you know, when they trust you as a director and when you trust them as an actor, you can make those decisions that are best from the story. Film is such a collaborative process, and it takes a whole team to make it happen. And the actors, you know, the actors know their character probably better than I or anyone else ever will. I mean, they live in those shoes. So when they have a piece of advice or say something or think that should be a different way, it's fun to be able to hear their thoughts and go down that path with them.
Where did this story come from? Because this is a story about a group of soldiers really, you know, needing to confront their own demons to rescue another group of American soldiers.
Sure.
I mean, where did the idea come from?
Yeah, you know, the story really stems from, I'm a history major by trade. That's what I went to South Dakota State University for, and that's what I received. So I love history, and, you know, I love current news cycles. I love what's going on. I mean, I shouldn't say I love what's going on.
Right. You love studying. Yeah, we get that.
Into what's happening.
Yeah.
And I find it's so interesting that some of the things that we're as an American or are experiencing in the world today, I mean, we've experienced several times in our past. And I felt like, you know, dealing with our country, sometimes dealing with, you know, racial tensions and, you know, colors of skin and how do we perceive, you know, being an American, what is it like to treat a fellow American? How are we all Americans? What ties us together? And I think that's just such a big question that every American in every generation has always, had that question and had to deal with that. It's nothing new. And so I felt like seeing this story in World War One, dealing with, you know, African Americans that served in the war, and they've done so in every war since we've been a country, and they continue to do so. And I just felt like it was such a story that could play today. You could set it in, you know, Syria, and we could have almost the same story. We could set this back in Civil War at the Battle of Antietam, and we could have almost the same story. And I just, like, this is a universal, you know, these questions, these answers, this story is something that we as Americans have. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like it would be fun to dive in and tell this story and really bring it to life, especially in a setting that I think would be interesting, that, and also set in kind of World War One, kind of connects, you know, the old world with the new world, kind of in the middle of how we our experiences as a country. And it's just such a fun kind of era to get to participate in.
And even in that trailer, Julie, where they talk, you know, they look up and they say that's the future of warfare, and there's, you know, fighter pilots in the air. That speaks to where we're at today when we look at the future of warfare and, you know, artificial intelligence. And it's very relatable to today as well, these stories from history.
Well, and I love what I think our director is talking about is the universal question of who is worth rescuing. Mm. And I,
whose life has value?
Whose life has value? Yeah. Who is worth rescuing? And so, the idea of human beings and their worth is so core to this story. But I think there's also a piece of it that is being able to see the evolution of Stephen's work is also this element of watching him evolve and finding his voice as a director. There's an actor in the film that I've watched for a long time as well, who's been in several other films that we've exhibited and shared, and that's Aaron Courteau from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, pretty close by. We'll have Bates coming in from Boston and Hiram coming in from Los Angeles. But I think
that's even Bates Wilder and Hiram Murray.
Yep. Yes, thank you. And but I think Aaron Courteau he was for me sort of a marvel, and yeah. It was great to have that conversation with Stephen and say, watching his evolution as an actor for me in this film was incredible his early work that we've seen. But they are all just fantastic.
And Stephen, you also work as, and I don't know how exactly you define this, but as a, you know, someone who helps other filmmakers get the history right.
Sure, yes.
The word for that, historical, like a consultant, like what's...
Yeah, I think it's like a historical advisor.
There we go. Okay, that's where I'm going. And here's one of the reasons why I think that's important, because like Julie was talking about the overall quality of the film, how quickly you can come out of it. If you're going to do a film about the American military or any military, you know, there's a lot of people watching to make sure you get where the, you know... where the hash marks are right. So, I mean, people, you can really mess that up easily if you don't know, and that takes anyone who has any experience with the military snap right out of the film, and they no longer trust you. Talk a little bit about accuracy, historical accuracy, and how you maintain that and ensure it.
As well as artistic license.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, when it comes to historical accuracy, I mean, I'm a history major, so I love the little details on things. I love being able to dive into history and seeing what the men wore or were issued and original pictures. And I try to build all the characters or even background characters, extras, based off original pictures that I see. And even specifically down to the unit, you know, that might have served and that, you know, time period of the war. All of those things are very important, especially with the internet these days. You know, people can, and, you know, experts, so I call them armchair generals. they'll let you know when you get something wrong, and it's always a fine balance. You know, when you're shooting a film, you got limited time, you got limited budget, and you can always, you know, a lot of it stems in the pre-production. If you can, you know, if you put the time in pre-production and have it all ready to go, then it won't slow you down, and you can really execute on the historical accuracy aspect of the movie. And I think it shows. I think it's fun. It's fun for me. It's fun for the actors. They always love. I always believe that, you know, sometimes the first when you're working with talent and, you know, when they step in, they don't know anything about you and they've never worked with you. But when they come, you know, to the production and they see their costume and the different costume options and the different, you know, this and that they have to pick from to create their character, that automatically they go into trusting mode because, like, right. They care enough about, you know, who I am as a character to give me options to choose from. And that's just so important to that first step of bringing the story to life.
The movie is called The Great War. It's a feature film, and we've been talking with Steve and Luke. Now, this we make sure we get all the events in here because this is a Cinema Falls, the South Dakota premiere of this movie on November 10th, which is coming up this weekend. And then this conversation has just been scratching that surface, really, because Stephen will be in town along with some of the actors for a Q&A after the film as well. It's an event.
It is an event, and this wonderful thing happened where there are reenactors who are in town coming to be in Sioux Falls at the old Courthouse Museum earlier in the afternoon, and they actually asked the Courthouse Museum if they could move up the time of their event and their talk because they didn't want to miss the film because they're extras in the film, which led yeah. to a wonderful conversation where the Courthouse Museum is hosting. Everyone who purchases a ticket can come over to their to the museum afterwards for the after party and walk through their World War I exhibit because this is the end of the 100-year anniversary of the armistice.
All right, so this is Sunday, November 10th. It's all at the Historic Orpheum Theater. The lobby opens at 4. The film event begins at 5, and it's followed by that Q&A. And Julie, this is not the only major event Cinema Falls has this weekend because there's also the Nordic Film Celebration on November 9th, on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that before we let you go.
We were so grateful to have the Orpheum for the weekend and Saturday and Sunday. And so just to make life a little more challenging, we actually had already scheduled our second annual Nordic Film Festival. So all day on Saturday for essentially a $15 ticket, you can see any or all films that day in the main theater. And so we're showing 4 international Nordic features. One of them is a classic film, an Oscar winner, Babette's Feast. The Afternoon is a crime thriller documentary about the plane, the mysterious cold case of the death of Dag Hammarskjöld, the former UN Secretary General. In the evening, we're showcasing a film from Finland that has had no theatrical release. It's only been at the Seattle Film Festival and Toronto Film Festival by Klaus Haro, called One Last Deal, and it's a drama. And then we're ending the evening with kind of an edgy thriller called Headhunters, and that is based on the best-selling crime novel by Jo Nesbø.
Wow. All right, so go to cinemafalls.com because that is where you can find all of this and get your tickets. Julie Anderson Friesen, thank you so much for coming here and have, because you've got a busy weekend here. You're a busy lady, but thanks for making time for us.
Thanks for making sure to tell the story, especially for Stephen Luke and his cast. I'm really thrilled for people to have an opportunity to share in that.
Stephen Luke, thank you so much. Good luck this weekend, and we hope to see this film in cities all across America.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.